Perez partaking in the Wyndham and he played in the Pro-Am, he's gonna around and win one of these things. The long-awaited right. Pebble Beach series match. Me versus Kotze. Yeah.
So we're gonna aim for the end of this month for that video.
My favorite haircut is when I just be on the phone.
That's crazy. Yeah, did you ever like... Did he ever...
Hey, Bob. Don't use that one.
Doc...
Do you still get nervous about, like, when we record something? Remember you used to throw a fit about if
back
we record?
With the fits?
Yeah, we're back with the fits. When we would record something and you wouldn't, like, think that you got it. Are those days are done, right?
No, every single time.
Are you serious?
I look at the camera every time I glance. I don't know if you do this, Tick. I glance up and down all the time to make sure it's still running.
Do you get that type of stress, Tick?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now as you guys are having this conversation. Right, so I'm checking the camera.
Yeah. What else do you stress about?
Not pissing him off.
Yeah, that's
big, a good one.
Yeah, I think we all stress
that's
about that.
That's a good
that. One. No, I don't.
But do you actually stress that, or is that away now? I feel like you guys have a thing now to where you don't stress it as much.
No, I think over. Look at the way he's looking at me. He doesn't want me to say
no,
shit.
No, it's not true. I'm disgusted at how at that statement. I'm disgusted. I'm happy about it, but I'm disgusted.
My stress compared to 6 months ago is considerably less.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome to hear.
Yeah. Mine too, by the way.
Yours is minus 1,000%.
You are different. You are the happiest. He's the happiest I have ever seen him.
Yeah.
I'm having a blast, dude. My life. I have the best. I told you last time how envious I used to be of how you guys just enjoyed your life. And now I enjoy my life.
You know what was a great moment in the podcast the last time? By the way, folks, we're back. Another edition of Bob Does Sports Podcast. We're running a little thin here. We have no FP. We have no EG, Joey D. You saw us last week all together. The boys are back. Look, by any means necessary, throw us all together. I think the last one was very nice. But part of the Jupiter move that we discussed, everybody always being together. When we got to pump these things out, We're up to 4 podcasts a month instead of 3 now. Take a welcome back, Bob, to Sports Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
What were we just talking about?
About how I have a theory, too, about your stress levels.
Go ahead. I love this shit. Yeah.
I think he's frightened of happiness.
That ain't a theory, dude.
I think you're scared of a feeling you've rarely had, and that it'll slip away. So sometimes you create stuff.
Yes, but I'm very upfront about it. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, you think
I'm not like making that up. I'm waiting.
I feel
like
I've never heard you say that.
No, I say it all. I've said it to Bob a lot.
You're afraid of happiness.
Not that I'm afraid of happiness. That things are going too well. Something horrible is going to happen.
Oh, the other shoe's going to drop, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I said last
year, like where he's like, it's going too well.
You know, the funny thing is that I always thought that until I met you and until you studied me and wrote theses and hypotheses about me, I always thought I was just like not. I thought I was just like a normal like. Maybe it was because of what we were doing, so you only saw me in a certain light, but I never realized how nuts I am until you pointed it out. And then I was like, holy shit.
You know what?
And then I was like thinking back and I'm like, I really like have always been like this.
Yeah, you know.
But when it's not with, you've only known me in like the first month you met me, I was at my, you know, most crazy. So that's how we knew each other.
Yeah. Well, the thing that really made me, while I was really able to understand you, is we talk on the phone a lot, and it'll go, we've had 2-hour talks, we have some deep calls. A lot of times in those calls, I will fire you with so many questions, some questions that you think are ridiculous, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things might be, but it's just, you're such a fascinating case. That there's so many layers down there. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's the thing.
Sound
I didn't
like
know.
Like he's a doctor, though, and he's just studying you.
He kind of.
You're his subject.
But it's not just me. This guy is studying.
No, but it's not. It's
I
not
a doctor,
just,
but I am studying.
It's not just
sure.
me. This guy studies everybody.
So, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
The more, so. Yeah, he's
I
a big.
You have that in you, too.
I do, too. I ask a lot of questions.
About me?
About anything and everyone.
You don't ask me a lot of questions.
I find that some people get irritated by it. I'm a curious fella.
Yeah. Well, the only time that somebody will get irritated, and by somebody I mean me, if you don't get the answer that you want, like if you don't get the answer that you think he is, it's not done. He'll then go back and then almost like he wants you to, he pushes you to get the answer that he
only
wanted.
Only when it's about him though. Like he needs you. No, I'm saying he needs you to confirm a feeling that he has, which is never true, And you'll give him the right. He'll think something poorly of himself, and he'll ask you a question. Hear me out. No, just listen. Yeah. He'll think something so incredibly poorly of himself about a conversation that happened 8 months ago that the person who was talking about it has long forgotten. But he will ask you a question to try to get you to answer in a way that will confirm that feeling about himself. And if you don't do it, he'll double and triple and quadruple down until you just give in and do it, even if it's not true.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that it's not the answer that I'm not looking for. It's that I think you were lying to me.
Yeah, I totally feel that. Yeah.
So do you remember?
Dude, we're the same guy.
Do you remember in high school when you would get a bad haircut and everyone would be like, "Oh man, you're overthinking. It's a good haircut." And then behind your back, everyone goes, "Man, it's a fucking bad haircut." It's just like your friends will say the truth behind your back because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Is he talking about me?
I was gonna say, speaking of bad haircuts.
By the way, I cannot believe you didn't like this haircut.
Completely independent of you.
But you didn't come in and say you didn't like the haircut.
I thought it was fine. Once he said that he didn't like it, I'm looking at it now. I don't think I like it. But
it's, well, okay, so here's the thing. If there's one person that can talk about hair at this table, it's neither of you. Damn, okay, so I'll handle the hair.
Come on.
Like, if you're going to come in.
No, but I'm saying, like, don't be taking that low, dude.
Damn it. I shouldn't have done that. But don't take shots at my. But also, this is what the kids are doing these days.
He has the ability to do
No,
that.
I walked
Sometimes
in.
Sometimes when you get put in, like into a wall, like when you're backed up against a wall, you just take a low shot. Completely my bad. Independent of where we were.
No, because you were, I got a little defensive.
You know
you're coming
that's
at me.
Kryptonite too.
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. What I meant was it exactly like that. But I just meant I walked, like my hair is never, I never have done anything with my hair and I needed to get a haircut. And I said, "Hey, fuck me up, fam. Like, do your thing."
Good set of hair.
And he did it. And I actually like it.
That's good.
Sit at the barbershop. Do you say anything to the barber at all?
During, like before the cut or during the cut?
During the cut.
During the cut, I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, a little bit. I don't mind. I know, yes.
If I'm the barber.
You would get,
yeah. And I say, "What do you do for work?" What do you say?
Oh, I would respond. I would say I'm a producer. Or I like produce a show.
Okay.
But it's more so like, I think they get the, like, it's a silent haircut. You hear a lot of zhuzhing, you know?
You know, when somebody asks me what I do, like if I'm by my parents and it's like their friends that ask, like, and at the club or whatever, and I know they're not really going to get it and I don't want follow-up questions, I'll either say I work for the Four Seasons Hotel. Or, yeah. Or I'll say I work for a media company.
Those are both great answers.
That's a good one.
And then the media company thing kind of like shuts it down.
So what if they're like, "Oh, I know the manager at the Four Seasons. You know my son? He's your boss."
Yeah, that
doesn't happen.
Four Seasons Shanghai.
You know what? He'd be the only guy. He would just swindle his way out of it somehow. Yeah.
You know what's the worst though with haircuts though? Going back to that, is have you ever gotten, like, sometimes it seems like they only became a barber because they want to talk to you. They've got stories to tell and they want you to hear it. And you're trapped there.
I've never such a great. It's so good.
It's true. It's
and so then good. They're telling the story so in-depthly that the scissors are flying. They're using their hands, and they've completely forgotten about your haircut.
Yeah,
they've forgotten about your face.
You ever have that like mid haircut? It's starting to go sideways, and you're like, "What am I like?" I'm very like, I'll say what I want, and then I'll like subtly like hint at it, like remind them if I see them starting to go rogue.
Yeah,
my favorite haircut is when I just be on the phone. Where I'll pull it around.
I can't imagine you do. How do you do that?
What do you mean? How do I do
like
that?
Like you, pull your phone.
I'm on the phone the whole time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm on the phone the whole time.
Are you texting? Are you
sure?
But Bob, if you're here, so you absolutely. Pull
this guy's always on his phone.
So hold on, he's cutting your hair. It's what's his name?
Q the barber.
Q the barber's
mind
cutting
you,
hair.
He has me there for an hour. No, which I know, is but I'm crazy. Saying,
isn't it? I feel like it's more hassle. I almost appreciate, like, if you're looking at it with hair falling onto your phone.
Well, I wipe it off at the end. And then he'll give me a towel sometimes.
Did you ever, like, does that. I'm saying, did he ever.
I think you'd be surprised at how many people are on the phone.
But I'm saying, is that normal? Like, the first time you did that, was he like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
No, not at all. All
right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you know?
My point was, I actually like this haircut. I feel good.
Oh, that's all that matters.
Well, that's a bad response.
What?
That's a bad response.
All that matters.
With that being said,
how do you feel about it?
Well, I feel great about it.
Great.
But are you coming in? Are you looking at me being like, what, like when I leave, when you were talking about those kids in middle school, are you going to be one of them? Because I was never one of them. I just said, if I didn't like the haircut, I would said,
people are going to see it from the front and say, oh, it's fine. To me, is it the side?
But
the
size. But that's yeah. the fade.
But remember, we can't comment on that.
Correct.
No, fuck you. Yeah, you can comment on that. I shouldn't. It's, by the way, that's on me.
See, you're okay.
But ticket.
Apparently not.
No, fuck
Apparently
you.
I'm not.
You came at me. And also,
you went low.
You know why I didn't? It's because what you said to him a few weeks ago, how he always tells you, oh, you look like you're losing weight.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to
you. No, don't
brother.
Lie to me. But with that being said, I can appreciate that. I'm pretty sure this is a respectable haircut.
It's respectable.
Okay. That's all I need. I don't just, but if I'm walking
it's
around
not
looking.
It's a botch job. If I'm walking. It just doesn't fit your head.
Yeah, we're not saying
yes,
that
but,
it's botch.
But in 2 weeks, it's going to be normal to you.
Correct.
And then that'll,
that's
and then,
correct.
And
true.
Then,
in,
okay.
That's so 100%
my,
right.
What I'm trying to tell you guys, if I look like a clown,
you don't.
Say it.
You don't look like a clown.
No.
Because I, okay, all right.
No, it's really not that bad. I've seen you have better haircuts.
I don't think I have, man.
Yeah, sure you have.
The one before. There were like two episodes in a row that we had come out a couple weeks ago where me and Cutsy were both telling you how good your hair looked. Whatever that haircut
I'd
was.
Also,
go back.
No, I'm sticking with this
I
one,
like
dude.
When you I go like long. I like when you really let it
but
flow.
But that's what I... So I'm saying usually when I get a haircut, they cut off more. I kept more on the top and the same thing on the sides because the sides grow faster. So in 2 weeks, it's going to flow a little nicer. Mm-hmm.
A few things, Bob, to sports related that we're going to jump into. The long-awaited, and this had been filmed for quite some time, and I think people are really going to enjoy this. It's a wild one. It took place, how long ago that was?
February,
Pebble
right?
Beach, the Pebble Beach series match. Probably, that's pretty good that you knew
I
that.
I think February.
Me versus Cutsy, Pebble Beach. I think I was up in it 4-3 mm-hmm. or 4-2 maybe. Mm-hmm. First to five, winner gets a trip to Pebble Beach. And I'm not going to say who wins, but it is actually funny. I gave Cutsy a gift card to Pebble Beach for his birthday. So regardless, time will tell as far as who wins that, but a long-awaited one. We had signed a deal because people ask us about that all the time. We've wanted to put it out. It's hysterical. First off, it's extremely windy. And then secondly, we had just signed the deal with Callaway, and in that video we weren't using any Callaway club, so we almost just didn't want to be, not that they told us, hey, don't put anything out, we just didn't want to be disrespectful to them and not put anything that we're wearing different brand, we're using different clubs, we're just going to put a disclaimer out there and fire away because people want to see that.
Yeah, I think we realized, so we had filmed it, we were planning on having it come out, and then, and by the way, it's the most requested anything we've ever, like, in the show's history.
Yeah,
and we all, like, it was filmed. And it was, from my understanding, I mean, I've seen a little bit of it, it is extremely windy. So that was the problem. Like, there's going to be problems with the audio just in general. But, we had signed, the Callaway deal was signed, and we forgot. We were getting all of our videos out before every video after was going to be with Callaway.
Yes.
And with Breezy and with everything. And we had one that was there, and we just were like, all right, we'll put it out when we put it out. And then shit just started stacking up. And it never came out.
Yeah, and again, I can't tell you a video that's been more requested. That I mean, people ask us all the time. I mean, you weren't there that day, so no. Take it and film it. It's fucking. It not only is it good to people like the match play, it's hysterical. So I've always wanted to put it out. I knew the wind was an issue, but we kind of got to the point where like so many people are asking, fuck it, let's put it out.
It's one of the funniest episodes that I've ever been a part of.
I had tears.
It really was.
So funny. It's
because
it's going to be like...
you and Cutsy was on one that... You can tell the videos when Cutsy is like really feeling himself.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. And he was just really having a good time out there swinging freely. And it was a blast. I hope the audio works out and I hope we can put it out and people love it. Yeah.
So we're going to aim for the end of this month for that video, assuming it's not... Like we've gone through it and I've been through it a million times. Assuming it's not... an absolute audio nightmare, which it is and isn't. So I think the people just deserve to see it regardless.
Yeah, I do
and
too.
It'll be like, I think people deserve to see it and we'll see
even just for
after
those
that.
Particular moments, there's certain moments, we won't give it away, there's a couple moments where I just remember being by the green with you and just in tears cracking up. So regardless. So you guys have the heads up. It might not be the best quality, but... my God, is it funny.
All right, Binyamin, we are out here at Callaway's testing facility. New Apex line of irons, player irons. We've got the Apex Pros, We've got the Apex CBs and the MBs that I'm not holding here. Why? Because they're sweet. So I hit them all, landed on combo set of Pro in the high irons and the CBs in the lows. These are allowing me to flight the ball a lot better, a little bit more consistent on lengths, not having as much of the jumpers. So these are perfect for the good player, the great profile. I love these things. They're spinning perfect, they're launching perfect, and I can work them both ways, everything you want. When you get them on August 1st, they're even gonna come with shafts. So find them today, Apex Callaway line, new for 2023. These things are awesome.
And then another thing to get into that I thought was hysterical, and I wish he was here to talk about it. We'll have him on for the next podcast that we have, though, is Perez partaking in the Wyndham, what is it, the Wyndham Championship,
yeah, Wyndham Championship
would it be?
Yeah.
And he played in the Pro-Am, and we were getting videos sent from fans, from people that we knew that were there. He's gonna fuck around and win one of these things. Whether it's like, I could see him at like Lake Tahoe. Like, imagine Perez and Curry in the final group.
Dueling it out, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Perez is that good to where he legitimately might fuck around and win one.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious that they, like the day before, the Wyndham Championship came out with like when Justin Thomas commits, they make like these like posters. It's like Justin Thomas commits to the Wyndham. And it was like Fat Perez commits to, it looked like a 2K like my player. It's like Fat Perez commits to the Wyndham Pro-Am. And it was big news. It was like being spread, like people were like picking up on it. And I was like, all right, like, because I think he's done Pro-Am before, but it's been a little like quieter. Also, they put him in there. They would like ask pros. They would do like the TikToks and whatever. And they'd ask pros like, "What's your biggest pet peeve?" And it would be like, Siwoo Kim and JT Poston, and then Fat Perez, just like with his response.
And they squeezed him in like a minute, like 30 seconds into
like
the
he
video
was part
and
of
then
the
just
thing.
Popped him in.
It was really funny. And from what I saw. He made a lot of putts and he played pretty well,
yeah,
and looked like there were a lot of fans
first
that
day,
were following
he
him.
He was playing unbelievable.
Well, there was one day.
Well, the front nine, though. Wasn't he like
four under through nine?
Unbelievable.
They split pros. I don't know how it works in terms of whether it's a scram. I don't know how pros
like,
work.
No, so everybody played their own ball, I think, and then it was like they take the best two scores. I don't know this for sure, but he did play his own ball. And then I was talking to Big Wave Dave, and Big Wave Dave was with them with the practice round. And he told me, he's like, these are on PGA conditions. He had, I think, seven birdies on the day. And he's like, to have six or seven birdies on those PGA conditions, I really do believe that if he ends up playing the Lake Tahoe one or whatever, he's got a chance to win the whole thing. And then there's also a chance of me and Joe play that we kill somebody.
Yeah, at Tahoe. You guys could do a three-man scramble against the field. at Tahoe, I think he... I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, like he's a scratch golfer, so you'd have to think he'd be right up there at Tahoe.
Yeah.
And even on the Pro-Am circuit. But he gets to play with two pro, they like split the nines now. So he had, who was he playing with?
Taylor Pendrith,
and then he had
Gim.
Oh, and Doug Gim on the back. Yeah. So he had two nines, which is pretty sick. You get two pros now.
What was that Instagram account or the Twitter account that posted him like sneaking a beer in the middle, like between
God,
the holes?
That was
I didn't
so
see this.
You sent it. Into the group chat.
Damn.
Dude, he between
oh,
holes.
Was it the news article?
It
was like the Carolina Sun or something.
Yeah.
It had like a picture of him, and it was like Fat Perez enjoys himself during the
you know what's
famed
funny?
Influencer.
He's on the green and he's chugging this beer. Somebody DM'd me. They're like, because the article said he was sipping a beer, and somebody said if that's sipping a beer, then chugging it is eating the whole can. It was so good, but it was wild to see fans sending in videos from like behind the ropes of like Perez.
Would you be nervous to play in a Pro-Am?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you would?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But wouldn't you come in with the expectation that everybody knows, like, you know, you're going to play how you play?
It's not that.
Like, it's probably more nerve-wracking for Perez because people are expecting him to play well.
Yes, you're right about that. It's not that. I could care less. As far as how I play, I wouldn't really care. I'd want to play well, but if I didn't play well, I wouldn't care. My thing is...
You're going to kill someone.
That's my thing.
Really?
That's my thing. A Garrett Clark type situation. With all due respect to Garrett Clark, by the way.
That was frightening.
I mean, listen, if Garrett Clark can hit somebody, you would do like a boom, like a pinball thing.
I remember I messaged Garrett after I saw that video. I was like, dude, this is amazing. Like, it shows that you're human. Like, now, like, it really helps me. And, like, he was really going through it at the time. He was really scared. And, like, I made, like, a big joke out of it. Once I knew the kid was okay. That is, it was like when you almost killed the guy at Chevy. That
was, you want to talk about an anxious moment in my life.
That was one of the
funniest. You almost killed the guy.
You don't know this story. No. Okay, so the day before we flew to San Jose to play against Barstool, the day before, Prez is in town, the day before, Bob, I will remember like every single small detail of this. We get to Chevy and somebody was hosting us at Chevy. You knew a member and he's like, come play Chevy. Like we just had nothing to do that day. You guys. So we went and we played and he was like a real chill dude. And it was the first time I think we ever played me, you, and Prez maybe like together.
Yeah.
And Chevy's like a weird course.
Why wasn't Joe there?
I'm not sure.
He might have been working.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, he probably was working.
I just said I'll remember every detail. No idea where Joe is. But we get to the sixth hole and I'm like, whatever. I think I was just like, I was nervous about the match with Foreplay in general because I knew I was like, I hadn't played and I was like I was a little nervous going into that. And it was a par three, sixth hole, I believe, at Chevy. And the members standing right behind us, nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy in the fucking
really
world.
Was one of the
and
best
you guys were having a good time. I think you guys might have been gummied up or somebody
That's
was.
Correct.
And I put the ball in the tee box. And I remember the green was like angled off to the right or to the left. So because I think I know what I'm doing, I lined up my ball on the right side of the tee box, right? And I like was like, all right, let me just like put this somewhere. I took a swing. The ball, club hit the ball. It was a six iron. Club hit the ball. It went directly right, hit the tee marker, okay, and flew backwards. It whizzed. It whizzed directly past the member's eye over the street to Morikawa's old home. And like we were just sitting there like waiting for the a glass to shatter. Nothing shattered, but then we look back. The guy was like on the ground because it. I almost killed
he
him.
He had to do like the full.
Dude. And he like. It, by the way, it ruined. Momentum was done after that. It was horrible. I almost killed a guy, and I was shook for four holes after. And he was such a nice guy. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like he like. It was like Plinko. It was like it's like ping it's like, ping ping. Like,
he's like a big like stoner guy and he was just like after he did it he was just like it's all right man he's like no worries dude, about it J.I.,
man. If it was an inch or two or a foot or two left of it
and how hard was I laughing
oh and he lost it bro, it was so bad
bro his worst nightmare is killing someone at a tournament like that but he's never laughed harder than when one of us almost murdered someone
he was on the floor
I almost murdered someone at Moore Park
was that the Ferg day?
But that's because, by the way, that's because there was a 5-minute dialogue prior to you hitting that shot about not hitting that shot. And you're telling us, no, we're good. And then you hit just a direct shot.
You love that shit.
I love mystery, dude.
I'm saying, Tig, when your ball is in the air, you probably saw it all crashing down. I didn't even have time for that because it hit gone and then I turned around and realized and that's when I had like the retroactive panic that I might kill a guy and it was bad and it shook me to my core for
he was legitimately he was
and Bob
so
was
shook.
Obviously laughing his ass off so it made it worse and even Prez wasn't laughing I think Prez was like
Prez was like what the shook fuck? By the moment
and then he was like joking about it but you never want to be that guy like then everybody's like almost you feel like there's a target on your back. People are just looking at you the rest of the way,
which
I hate.
Is that the closest you've ever come to hitting someone? You played a lot of golf growing up.
With a ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
I got hit a couple times when I was caddying.
Really?
Yeah, I got doinked a couple times.
I was never on the head.
I remember I was with, I was caddying for this guy who I used to caddy for a lot. We were coming up, fuck, what hole was it? We were going up 17.
Got a great story, listen, by the way.
We were going up 17, Bryn Mawr Country Club, and these guys were coming up five.
You were gagging.
Yeah, I told you. No, it's not bad. It's not even a crazy hit. One time I got
just
doinked and nobody saw.
Amazing,
yeah, I was wearing the bib and everything. So I was a kid, though.
The
I was
reason
probably
I'm
like 18.
The thing of you caddying is amazing.
I was probably 18.
Amazing visual.
So well, I was it, really it was a different guy, but I was probably like 18, 19, and these guys hit like a slice. So we're walking up 17. They're coming up five, which is next to 17. Guy hit a slice. It hit the ground, and then it hit me in the leg, and I was like, what the fuck? And the member I was with was furious about it. He took their ball, and he put it on a tee right there, and then he's like, keep it moving. And we just kept walking. So when they got to their ball, they saw it was on a tee. That's my whole story, but I thought it was fucking sick. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. He's like, fuck these guys. And he put down a tee, and he put their ball on a tee and just kept moving.
There was a time we were at Rancho Park with Cutsy. I think it was Rancho Park. And Cutsy, it came from another fairway. Cutsy gets ripped on the thigh. Were you there?
Yeah, I was
there. No, I was not.
I was there. It was me, Showtime, and Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got ripped in the thigh, and he doesn't even flinch. And he mm-hmm. was like, they should have called four. But, like, didn't even address the fact that his thigh had to be so hurt.
You never would have known.
You never would have
known. You just heard the sound, and then he just... And that was it.
Well, he'll never show pain.
No, he won't.
I don't know if he feels pain, man. Everything he does is
different.
That was
the same hole that you almost ended a goose's life, too. Same exact hole. Same course, same hole.
That's an amazing memory.
Yeah, well, that was one of the funniest moments of my life.
Yeah.
Because it should have happened to me, and you would have been laughing your ass off, but it actually happened to you, and I got to experience.
I don't think I would. I think if you did something so horrific, I don't think I would laugh. I think I'd just be like, what the,
If he did something
yeah.
horrific or me?
No, hey, Bob.
Him, yeah.
You too. I don't know if I would. I once what's it called? Well, I once was standing next to somebody who got hit by a Tiger Woods ball right in the chest off the tee box. And he was like a big dude, and like he clearly was feeling it, but he wasn't showing anybody, and he just off the tee box, first tee, Paramus, New Jersey. The first round of the playoffs, the Barclays Championship. Tiger Woods tees off, it's a snap. And it went right next to us, and it hit the guy so hard, you could hear the thud, like, boom. And it dropped to the floor, and everybody looks around, and there's a guy just like, he clearly can't breathe, but he's like, I'm good. And he's just standing there. And it was a pretty wild moment.
I just, like, for me, any type of fall or whatever, like, but you even showed when the Cutsy Garage video, I mean, you're in the back saying, don't laugh.
I thought he was hurt, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he doesn't get hurt. He doesn't, it's like, he doesn't feel pain. Speaking of Tiger, I can't believe I was that late to the Tiger documentary.
You just watched it?
I watched it on the way to Canada. I thought it was the most unbelievable thing.
The HBO one.
I just can't believe that they buried him like that. They went at him like that.
It was
that.
A hit piece, yeah.
It was. Job. I mean, that guy, the reporter from National Enquirer or whatever, that guy was out for blood.
I've seen the whole thing, and then I went back. I saw the first one again on the plane. I don't remember that part.
I can't help but wonder if, like, do you think Tiger watched that?
No.
You don't?
No. I think he had somebody watch it, and if there was an issue with it, he had his people do whatever they have to do. He's the type of dude, he's one of these mythical guys who, like, moves in silence. He's like Michael
Jordan. Move in silence, you know what I mean? With that.
No, I'm saying he moved in silence for a long time.
Yeah.
But even like now, he just kind of like floats under the radar. Yeah. And like you don't know what he's up to, and nobody. We went on that. We went past his house when we were in Jupiter, and you can't. It's like you don't even know there's a house. It's
totally
it's just,
blocked.
Yeah.
Off.
He's just. He's. I did think the documentary was really cool. This shit about his dad, and I know like there's a lot of controversy surrounding that in terms of like how he was raised or whatever. It's pretty wild to see his dad like. Mold him into exactly what he became.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's and then even the mom was such a stickler too.
Yeah.
And then like even the stuff with his dad.
You mean Tita.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know what would be my dream? If there was a Bob Does Sports documentary, like a legit documentary, like not like something you just toss on YouTube. With all due respect to YouTube, please keep us in the algorithm.
A 30 for 30, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, but you got to wait. That's coming, but you got like, you just got to wait many years.
Do you think
I'm not going to tell everything on that thing?
Oh, we'd be fucked.
Can you not actually, but could you imagine like seeing like, you know how they start all the docs where like the guy like sits in the chair? Like imagine like Cutsy sitting down and be like, I'm going to tell you everything.
So what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or even like if you go like, if they start as early as like Ticket working at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Joe working at the Four, we're saying something that would make me so happy. We're a long ways away. but to do a Bob Does Sports documentary for me.
Why are you laughing? No, nobody fell. Why are you laughing?
Well, because if we did do a Four Seasons documentary.
Oh.
Oh, you got stories? Oh.
If you bring up all
I wasn't going to go there. Stuff. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, were you about
to go there? No, I thought you were going to go there. I wasn't going to go there.
It's about you. It's not about me.
Yeah. About not last man. Week, baby.
Auxiliary
not
character.
This week.
It's about everybody.
Oh, man. But all this, because then you, it would be an excuse to bring up all the cutscene footage that you have man. Of him.
I mean, the crazy thing is, too, with the Four Seasons, that we were the PM guys a lot. So all the big managers, like the big executives, they would all leave to where the hotel was pretty much run by us.
Yep.
It really was. That's all they had. So the amount of shit that went on throughout that. But if you start like that early and then you start him growing up Chicago with 18 brothers and sisters, you know what I mean?
It's not wrong.
Get a peek into the van that you guys all used to pile into.
Would I?
We did.
I'd stop in just for that part of the dock.
I think I would just, I would use that dock to flame. I'd be like the guy, who is that doc? By the way, there's a new incredible documentary out all the time. They're doing that Bishop Sycamore doc now, which is must watch.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Johnny Manziel one.
Well, there's all these, but I'm saying I just saw the Bishop Sycamore one and this and that, and there's always one guy.
Who is Bishop Sycamore?
Bishop Sycamore was the high school that in Ohio that had a fake school just so they could play football. They were like grown men pretending to be in high school playing football against like IMG Academy, and they would lose by 50 every game. And then it took like one season or like five games for people to figure it out, and then they became like the greatest meme of all time. I can't believe you don't remember this.
What? Did you see, this is kind of changing gears a little bit, but did you see Josh Allen? He donated a shit ton of money to some high school in Buffalo, or maybe like it was like the high school that he went to.
Bishop Sycamore.
And he donated like millions to them. And the first purchase they made, they got a robot to do the yardage. That was like the first. So they called Josh and they're like, "Hey man, like we're thinking about getting this robot. Like, are you cool with it?"
He's
like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I don't care." He's like, "Do what you want to do." It was on part of my take. And he's just like, "Yeah."
What is the robot that does the yardage?
It does like the yards, like the 10 yard line, 15 yard line, and it goes and sprays it. They called him and
they're
asked.
Like a startup with an influx of cash.
Yeah.
They're like, "What can we do?"
First seed of investing went real well.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
You know what my favorite documentary of all time is? Well, I don't want to.
You're going to say the Thrashers. The Trashers.
No, but that is the. Oh, that's up your alley, Mr.
Which
T.
One?
Fuck. It was, I forget what it was called, but it's the same thing that Netflix is doing with Johnny Manziel. They had a previous season with like four other ones, and it's about this hockey team, this dad, this mobster essentially who bought his son a. One of these pro league, like lower pro league, he bought him a hockey team, and it's that story. It's unbelievable. It's about the kid running this this lower level hockey team. But my favorite documentary, or one of my favorites, is, it's not even sports. Have you seen the one with Beats and Jimmy Iovine and HBO and the music? It's the best. The best.
See, I would like that.
You would love it. It's the best. Dr. Dre. How they came up. It's how they, it's basically about Jimmy Iovine,
Iovine.
Yeah, but I think they call him Iovine.
Yeah, they do.
There's a couple lines in there that are unbelievable bars that I've like internalized.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's
scarier.
No, it's not like that. It's more so about like the focus and the work he did to get to where they are and how they met. You're going to die. How they met. Wait.
Hey, Bob. Don't use that one. That bathroom.
Oh no.
That's where I skirted off to there in a minute.
It's about how they met
Oh my god, dude.
Bro, I said don't use it.
Anything I've ever smelt. Yo. What went on?
It wasn't even that long. It was a few minutes. Go upstairs, dude.
Don't not to you.
I don't. Yeah. By the way, you disclaimer. Viewer discretion is advised. You said it. You did, dude. Your showing in the last Bob Does Sports video was some special stuff.
It was a lot of me.
Well, I kind of want to know what you like. your thoughts going into it versus the reaction you got, because the people got what they wanted, and I think they liked it.
I was very nervous going in because...
there he is.
You have to stop?
You look, we've been talking.
You look borderline kind of mad.
No, not... You know what though?
Nah, Bob.
I've walked into Beth like I've smelt some doozies. I said that was different,
dude. That was like a
that was like it wasn't even shit. That was, in all seriousness, that was one of the most. It wasn't even a shit.
That was like a Chernobyl like level reaction. Yeah.
I walked in there. I mean, dude, somebody tells you they just shit. Like, you know what's coming your way. That was wild. What did you eat today? I'm honestly asking.
I'm doing this thing where I'm only eating protein. I don't eat vegetables, fruit,
Are
carbs,
you being serious?
No bread, no nothing. But it, so I had...
Why?
So Rogan probably told him to. I guarantee you.
Okay, I mean,
yeah.
Is it from Rogan?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so I had...
This guy's got disciples, dude.
It tasted like elk.
It should have tasted like sausage. It was four eggs. It was half an onion. It was a whole jalapeno and a bunch of chorizo.
Are you serious?
That's a recipe for disaster.
And I eat that once a day. That's all. It's my only meal of the day.
Wait, what? I didn't know about this.
I thought we're going to Vito's.
Well, so I'm gonna have to cheat today. But typically, when I'm not with you guys and not going to Vito's, that's what I'm doing.
Are you seeing dividends?
Oh, I'm taking shits I've never seen before, but besides that, not really.
Holy shit. All right, boys.
We were talking about his performance. We were just getting to his
performance in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. We're taking over.
Best picture, Neil Arnett.
Holy shit, bro. That was wild.
We were talking about his thoughts going into that video versus the response, which was 99% positive.
Yeah. It was, I was very nervous going into the week because it was a lot of me. I would have, in my head, I would have been like, all right, let's get me on a podcast. And then maybe a few weeks later, the episode will come out. It's just a lot of me. but people seem to be enjoying it. So I'm thrilled with the outcome
Did you edit the most of that, or did you?
You know why? Because I was in it. I couldn't do it.
So was it hard for you to edit yourself?
Horrible. Dude, he came.
Yeah, I get that, I do get that.
He came. We were working on it together at the end, and he was like, it's the fucking worst. It reminded me of myself. He's like, it's the worst fucking video I've ever seen in my life. He's like, I'm in it too much. Every time we were going through the video, and every time he would show up, he'd be like, oh, this fucking guy. Like, he hated it. But I watched it for the first time and I was crying laughing the whole time. So that's how I knew.
I can also tell that I'm very nervous. Like, other people might not be able to tell.
I don't think they can, man.
I can tell because we filmed that before I had ever been on a podcast. We filmed that before I even had a mic on the pod.
People think we're still in Virginia, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like the first time I was ever on it. I hadn't even been on the podcast, so I was a little nervous. But, you know, I think the more that I do this, the more comfortable I get and the more me you're going to see. But... it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad people are enjoying it. Did you watch it?
I thought it was really good.
You watched it?
Yeah, I did. Not the whole thing, but I
there's no way he watched it, by the way.
Well, because I know you're not really...
Nor should you.
I watched a little... I watched a very, very little bit of it, but I don't... certain episodes I'll watch. I don't watch a ton.
It's not the ones with the ticket.
Well, no, but is it the same thing? Do you find watching yourself hard to do? Is that...
Yeah, I don't like watching myself.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know. Like, I'll watch stuff just to see, like, the flow of us. And, like, I like watching what you guys did with the editing and stuff like that. But, yeah, it is. It's definitely hard to watch yourself.
It's the worst, dude. And I was a little surprised at how... I mean, I knew everybody was going to love it. How much people loved, one, the tick, and two, like, the five-man camaraderie. The scrambles are amazing, and they're the best, and the vibes are always the highest. They're obviously a little, like, different. There's, like, in terms of views they get, because you can only, I guess there's, like, a ceiling on them a little bit. But I think the core audience loves that.
I agree, because the vibes are so great. Like, don't get me wrong, like, not that we don't like doing the other stuff, but like, it's just the vibes are always so good. Like, we got a stroke play video coming out, which is great, and we still keep vibes high. Like, we don't care really how we do, but it's never as fun. Stroke play always tends to be more serious because you don't have anybody to bail you out. You focus on your own ball. That stuff's entertaining, so we'll keep firing that stuff out. But with the scrambles, it's just the energy is so high that it's
that stroke play video that is coming out. By the way, who knows when? Whatever after Scotland, we're gonna because it is. There are so much shit that happens in that video between the carts and a couple other things it's going to be a wild video.
Yeah, our Canada content just in general is unbelievable. We feel really good about the stuff that we have coming out. We have the Canada content, and then we go to Europe with Rick Shields, which is going to be amazing. And then, you know, we had talked about the behind the scenes stuff already. I think the behind the scenes stuff is going to be good. Yeah. I feel bad for you guys in the sense of, it adds, like, I was watching the behind the scenes content go down, and I was honestly thinking about you guys. It adds like a whole nother show for you guys to have to edit through. It really does. It's like your guys' work now with that. It just, am I wrong? It like double it, it not doubles it, but it puts a lot more on you guys.
I mean, yeah, it does.
Well, but just started getting comfortable, so it was time to dump more.
Yeah. No, but I want, like, that the Canada content is coming. There's going to be 2 months of. We have videos that we're putting out to the end of August, and then we will get directly into the Canada content and then directly into the Scotland content. Just making sure everybody is aware that, you know, so they don't, you know, because I already see people are already like, where's the Canada content? It's currently in Canada, but it'll be in a screen near you very soon. But yeah, I mean, it's more work, but it's all, to me, it's exciting because it's a new thing and it's exciting and it takes us to another, I'm also interested to see how people react, like, because we're going to put them in the videos. They're not going to be separate videos. They're going to be in the videos. And I don't even know how long it's going to be, how much is going to get cut. We tend to cut a lot.
Yeah.
So we really just only love putting the best of the best of the best stuff in. So I'm curious to see how people react to it. I mean, people ask all the time I sometimes see comments on old videos that they're like, oh, get back to this, get back to doing, get back to the good shit. When are you going to get back to the good shit?
I really feel confident that people will love it.
I think it's going to be a great addition to what we do, mainly because the same thing people love about the scrambles and why people love the behind the scenes, either on the Bob Desort story or certainly been going on your stories, because they like seeing the chemistry between all of us. So even if you're getting a video where we have a guest on or it's a 2v1 and you're like, I wish there was more Yaman. Well, in the beginning of the episode or fluttered throughout the episode, you're going to get some behind the scenes and you're going to get all of us.
I'll tell you through a whole journey. It really does.
So each episode should give you a little bit of.
You were, in the behind the scenes of Canada, I had to get used to being on camera like behind the scenes. It's different. That guy didn't take 1 second to get used to it. He was fired.
Did you look through it?
I looked through some of it, but in person, I was like, this guy is fucking murdering it.
There used to be. It's to have that behind the scenes content is like a dream for me. Even in high school, I used to always say to my friends, I'd be like, you know, we should just get like a camera rolling around us. Like, and they thought that was like the weirdest thing. Like, just to have like a camera just constantly rolling.
That's what every crew in the world says.
They're every like, crew always.
What if we were all mic'd up?
Yeah,
we had a podcast, and then Spotify picked us up.
Okay, favorite part of the podcast. I think it's time.
Okay.
I think we do a little bit of Q&A.
Perfect. Okay, here we go. Here's one. This one's from Pooh Fizzle.
Oh, my dad left the question.
Yeah. I just did a poo fizzle in Bob's fucking bathroom here a minute ago. he wants to know, any run-ins with golfers wanting to play through due to slow play recording videos?
See, by the way, the reason... I think that's a question people are actually interested in. Like, I think that's a great question. It's not like... It might not be the biggest banger, lead to the funny story, but it's a great question.
And the answer would be,
The answer is no.
Don't think we've ever...
I'd
be crazy to say we didn't ever have it because there had to be.
I can think of one time.
When?
Really?
Not where it was crazy. When we were in Virginia, we were pushed along a little bit at a few of the places, and rightfully so. But sometimes we wait.
Mm-hmm.
We wait a lot, I got nothing against wait. It's totally fine. I like chilling, but I'm saying it's surprising that we actually have got it down pretty good to where we kind of fly, especially if it's a scramble. A scramble with us goes faster than a regular round with no cameras.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the golf we've played, I don't think.
And courses are also super nice to where they will book off a few tee times sometimes for us, to where if you just keep steady pace, the people behind you are not going to catch you.
I think the longest day of golf, and they had to get the course blocked off, that we've ever had in Bob Does Sports history wasn't on our channel. The Barstool video, we probably golfed for 7 hours.
Yeah.
That was, they literally had to.
And it was a long time. There was, because there was eight people taking a shot and everything.
There was so much going on. But now I just feel like we're in a groove to where it moves fast. The only thing that tends to take a while is the challenge videos, and then we have Chevy for that. So we have a great course that we go and usually do most of the challenge ones, but that's usually the ones that take the longest. But no, we're very good about it.
We actually hit into people now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the worst. First one was Ticket's fault, and he'll tell you that.
No, we talk, yeah.
No, the other two was
second of three was my fault. There was one issue.
By the way, I am that's on me 100%.
The second ones, I'll take that. It's on me too.
And when that guy chewed me out, man, I just, there was nothing that I could say. I just I ate, especially then when he said he was a fan. That was tough.
And he called you Bobbo.
He called me Bobbo. Yeah, that's. I'd rather him buddy me.
Yeah.
Yeah, or sport.
Yeah,
Bob gave you a clown name.
Bro, you play golf or sport. Don't
if you if you sport somebody,
yeah,
you're catching hands.
Unless you're the Great Gatsby.
Whoa! I was gonna drop that, and I did not think you know
didn't,
that.
I didn't know.
How
it.
Do
I didn't
you know that?
I love that movie.
The movie.
Yeah,
the movie.
It's a famous book.
Oh, you read the book?
Yeah, in school.
Little really?
Loser. Yeah.
You still read books?
No, I wish I did.
When was the last time you read a book?
Either.
4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
Bro, yeah. I can't tell you the last time I hand wrote anything.
Well, I was an English major. I used to read for fun, believe it or not.
Yeah, we got it.
I like
it.
To read.
Wow. What do you read? What's the last book you read?
I'll tell you. Oh, it was 4 or 5 years ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
The Odyssey by
Homer. There was a book recently that you told me I would love, and I thought about it.
Oh, it was a biography, right?
Yeah.
I like that shit. It was about Phil Knight.
It was about
Shoe Dog.
It was about some musician, because you like musicians. Like you, one of your favorite books is the Anthony Kiedis book.
Love that book.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers guy. Yeah, you love that book. So there was one. I'll think of it at some point.
Did you ever read the Phil Knight book, Shoe Dog?
I did not. Yeah, you only read books about moguls.
It's the only thing that
interests
me, dude.
You love guys who build empires.
I like reading about them, yeah. I like reading about real shit. Like, keep your Harry Potter to yourself.
Sure.
I want to read about, you know, real shit. I love biographies and autobiographies and fables.
I did, from like, they made you do a summer book report from like 5th to 8th grade. So for 4 years straight, I did a Derek Jeter biography book. I could tell you everything about Kalamazoo, Michigan.
I did a report on Thomas Edison one time.
Did you really?
Yep.
Okay. Next question.
My grandfather's from Kalamazoo.
Yeah. You told us that.
Jesus, going back to the question though, I'll say, so we don't really have issues with that necessarily, but sometimes, because I zoom up to the green.
Good point.
Sometimes I think people think we're rushing them, but it's just me coming up to the. So I'll get some attitude sometimes, but rightfully so. And then I try to smooth it over, and it's almost always gone well.
You have it tough too, because if they're ever like, when we hit into the guys last time, you're the first line of defense.
Yeah.
So like, but at the same time, you're a good guy to get them in a good spot.
Yeah.
Like I like sending you out. I would be happy to send you out there.
Because he asks them where they're from, and they say, and then he knows somebody from there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He says that's how true. He does it. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Thank you for that poo fizzle. Have you ever thought of having the squad try another sport for content? That's from Royal Rules.
You wanna go?
So, okay, yeah, I mean, here's the truth about that. The answer is yes, but, and we can get into, I don't want to get too technical.
No, go.
The way YouTube works is like, we have, our videos are, we are a golf channel for the most part. Right. And YouTube knows that, and everybody knows that. And if we put out videos, as much as we want to put out doing other shit, the vlog stuff, like that's why the vlog stuff will work in the regular videos. We're a golf channel. And if you go back, we have some videos that are not golf videos. They just don't perform well, which in turn makes the rest of the videos not perform well. It makes the future videos not perform well. So unfortunately, we don't want to be mixing other stuff on the main channel. We are what we are. Now, with that being said, that we've talked for a long, long time about a different channel or an extra channel or a show on a different platform or something that allows us that we can say make another channel that is known by YouTube and YouTube recognizes it in its algorithm as an everything channel. And if we can build that up, unfortunately, we don't have the bandwidth to do it right now, but there are hundreds of opportunities to do stuff when we do that. And having guys not only do other sports, but do other activities and do other things. And that page by itself will grow organically and we can put whatever we want on there and we won't be hurting our main page. So that'll come one day.
Yeah, it's tough. There's nothing worse than having a video that you just know is not going to perform well. And come release. They usually release it. I get so excited. I love to go watch the numbers. It's nothing worse than having a video that you know is not going to do well. And with those, it's just I totally agree with what you said. I think YouTube recognizes it and it's just not what people want. The extra channel would be interesting. I think it's something that would have to take place when we're in Jupiter. Like, there's a lot that we could do. We would need more hands on deck, but there's a lot we could do when we have a studio, when we have space, hopefully get a simulator or something. There's a lot of other stuff we could do, but even other sports, possibly.
And we talk all the time about it, just like, unfortunately, you're playing under the rules of the platform. So it's like, you got to just do what you got. Like, at the end of the day, the better, the more people that are watching your stuff, the better it is, the more it grows. If we're starting putting out videos that aren't going to perform on the main channel, it'll affect all the future golf videos and it'll just keep affecting. So we know, we're playing under the game plan or under the rules that we have to.
Yeah.
Playing the game.
Yeah. Playing the game.
YouTube wants you to stay in your lane.
I will say I would love just to do one, even if it doesn't perform well, one college football experience. Bring them to Oxford.
But that's, we have to. But that's the thing too, and that's why with the behind the scenes, what is going to be interesting to see is how those videos perform while being integrated in a golf video.
I'm praying it performs well just because I want to
keep it. Well, we'll see. We'll figure it out. I mean, if it doesn't, it'll go to a different channel. But true. I think the fact that having that as the main, having the golf as the main focus of what we're doing will be fine.
What about like a home run derby?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be cool.
Would you like to do that?
I would love that.
You'd like that?
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Just a bunch of characters that you know?
Yeah, or like pick up basketball. Like if me, Cutsane Perez, showed up at Rucker Park.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like you put us into a game or something. Stuff like that. But yeah, that could be the extra channel.
It'd be a lot of fun. All right. This one comes from Zax2711. Favorite video you all have done?
I love that question.
So you each.
Yeah, go for it.
No, you start. Off.
No, I've been talking for 2 months.
You start, Tick.
I gotta think.
Okay.
Okay.
I can go. I got one.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, Tick, why don't you go?
Jesus Christ. You go.
Okay. What if we have the same one? My favorite one we've ever done is the quarterback one.
Fuck you.
Josh. Well, I thought you were going to say Max Homa, but Josh Allen, Sam Darnold. Was that yours?
It's the only one I wasn't there for. You weren't since there, I started.
So it can't be your favorite. I know. It was Josh, and it's not even my favorite.
It's the best one. The only day I missed.
Something about the vibes that day.
So it was the Allen one, and then the 30 before Ticket joined. No.
Fuck
so, so that was the best because, and don't get me wrong, we've done so many videos where the vibes were high. That was the highest vibe camaraderie video while making it. From everybody across the board.
Right.
They were so cool. They came in, they knew everybody. They like dapped everybody up from the jump. There wasn't a feeling out process that there is sometimes. They were cool as shit. They were funny as shit. They had a great time. The dinner afterwards was amazing. It was like, when we were driving home from that night, we were like, wow, like that was crazy. So I think for me and the video obviously did really well. They're all like part of, I would say all of them are, when you think of like Bob the Sports, like people in the world, and they're all up there, top guys. So, yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's
yours too?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I agree with what he said. Start to finish, the vibe, it was amazing. It really was. I didn't expect us to be drinking like we did. That set the tone with it. I did not see that coming.
It did not feel like we were making a video at any point. It felt like you guys were just fucking having a blast. I was having a blast. It was the best. It was so much fun. And it's a shame. And they're super busy, but I know it'll get run back soon. And we did say it would be a 7-game series, which will go until about 2035.
But yeah.
Hopefully we get another one
about the same time as the Pebble Beach series.
Yes.
Tick. So your favorites, Josh Allen as well, and, yeah. And also the 30 before I started?
And the 30 before you started.
Fantastic.
That's correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Strawberry Farms, ticket day one.
My favorite one was the 1500 challenge. That was... there was a period there, like in the middle, where I was actually not having much fun because I was like, "This is I legitimately thought we were never getting out of there, and the flies were eating us alive. If you remember that, but
I'm surprised at that pick.
But it just led to there were so many moments where we were all just getting so delirious and goofy, and we were just all. It was a shared experience. I mean, me and you were working, like we were filming, and we're all working. But it was like we all were reaching a point. Even you guys playing, I can't imagine my back would be done after 18 holes, nonetheless 25 or whatever we played. But it was just, it just led to so much nonsense. And that's my favorite kind of humor, is just when we get silly and goofy, like Perez with the trying to tie his shoelaces, and just and just Cutsy got so delirious that he started hitting good shots at the end. And it was just, it was a lot of fun. I remember that was my moment too. When we left, I was like, "Wow, that's gonna crush. That's gonna be." It was such a good idea, and then just the comedy. You guys really delivered in it. It was awesome.
Let me ask you this: what would you say is your favorite meal with Bob Does Sports?
He goes, "The next one."
Seriously, the next one. I'll say this. I'll say, do you mean good food or good vibes or whatever?
Great question. Okay. I would say vibes.
I got one, but Ticket's going to hate it.
Yeah, what is it?
It was the night with Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Kyle Allen.
It really was, though. It really was.
That's
was it not?
Awesome.
It was the best.
That's awesome.
The best. We got a FaceTime. We FaceTimed him in for a little bit.
I got a great photo.
Yeah.
Made me sick on the couch with COVID.
Well, so Josh Allen he looked in the middle of the dinner. Josh Allen, he's like, can we call the Ticket? And I was like, so I FaceTimed the Ticket. No answer. And I text him. I was like, you're going to want to answer this one. So we call back, and it was just, it was pretty cool.
He's the highest, he's the most famous normal person I think we've ever encountered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like down to earth.
Never met him.
The most famous down to earth. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never met him.
It's so funny.
Never met him.
Because in Tahoe, you bailed early. Do you hate the guy?
Yeah. Well, now I can't meet him. Now it's a bit.
Yeah.
That I cannot meet him.
But I want to. What's your favorite meal, though?
I had a blast when we were in Atlanta when we went out.
Oh, that
when
is.
We went out to Atlanta. Shout out Reed Haley.
Shout out Reed Media. Haley. Shout out Hal's.
Hal's. Reed took us to an awesome restaurant in Atlanta called Hal's. And it was I think Cutsy wasn't there, but it was the rest of us, Reed, some of his friends. And it was just a blast.
The magician?
Yeah, we had a magician come to the table.
Yeah.
We had some bone-in ribeyes.
Yeah.
22 ounce.
Yeah.
And that was just a fantastic vibes night. I love
that. Where did we go after that? What was it
called? I couldn't tell you the name.
No, it was a great name.
Oh, you guys went somewhere and they kept buying you guys shots, right?
It was when you took a picture with the Max Homa look, the guy looked identical to Max Homa.
Fuck, what was it? It's a very famous place. It's like a disco. It's like a disco bar in Atlanta.
People are gonna put it in the comments.
I'm gonna look it up. I need to know.
It was
like Jumpin' Julie's or some shit.
The meal was amazing. The food was so good, and the vibes
was really good.
That was one of the best Jet dinners I've seen.
And the magician jazzed him up.
No, it was one of the first where I was turning it on. It was one of the first
you kicked it.
You're feeling good.
You settled in.
It's a blast.
10, 15 minutes in, and you kicked it into another gear.
I got to look this place up.
Yeah.
And then out of respect, Cutsy's family.
Oh, yeah, you gotta
really was a great time.
Yeah, it really was. But that would be the Cole Hal's. I hate to say one prior to you, Dick, but that Red Lobster dinner's all time.
Damn, this guy's getting taken straight.
Right. Cutsy just took an L on the Hal's.
That's true.
So your favorite episode and your favorite meal, I was nowhere to be found.
You should ask for my favorite podcast.
That's so good, dude.
The Red Lobster dinner when we were in Arizona, it was like the first time that we took Cutsy on a trip, and it was the night before we even started filming, but it was just like the vibes were high, and it was just so cool that really set in, like, we're doing this for work. This is really, really cool.
The place, by the way, the place in Atlanta is called Johnny's Hideaway.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There it is. That rings a bell. That also was the night of the funniest Fat Perez stories I've ever seen. Yep. When the contract negotiation with him was hysterical. You're going to have to cut it in half and double it.
Look, here's the deal. If you want a deal at that number, you're going to have to cut it in half. And then I need you to double it. And if you're not prepared to do that, then I'll walk away. I'll walk away right now. Because somebody will make that deal with you. And if it ain't you, it'll be somebody else. And I'd hate for that. I'd be sick over it. But I'd sign it. I'd sign that deal in a heartbeat.
Double.
Let's do one more.
One more, yeah.
Let's do one more. Wait, you didn't say yours.
I said Josh Allen, Kyle Allen, Sam Darnold.
Oh, you meant that.
Oh, was that not the greatest dinner?
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a stab at
was
you.
Was that not the great? Like, no offense. It was one of the best.
I'll tell you why.
This Cousins Maine lobster thing or Red Lobster.
Oh, help me out here.
A lot of this stuff is like sentimental. That's a sentimental moment. That's why it's like,
yes.
Listen, the lobster wasn't good, but it was, but the moment was special. The thing with the quarterbacks was that we had just come off the most, I mean, you weren't there, so you wouldn't know, but we had just,
fuck you.
We had just come up, like the round was so high that it just like elevated right into dinner. There was no, it just kept going. It was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there was no, like nobody was ready to leave. Sometimes like when you're done with the round, somebody has to go to dinner, like you think you gotta do it just to do it, like you have to.
Yeah.
We were ready to just keep rolling.
It was the type of meal where every single table was just looking at us like, what is happening over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when Josh was throwing the popcorn into my mouth.
It was crazy. It was the best.
Yeah. All right.
Good times, man.
Next question. Next question. What do you like the most about Big Ticket?
I'm trying to think if I've even been around you for a sentimental moment.
Me?
Just like us.
Oh, have we had
we've had sentimental
dairy.
You know what was great?
How dare you?
What?
You know what was great? Well, I guess it wasn't dinners then, because I really couldn't think of any dinners. But the boat.
That was a special.
You were sitting
one.
On the front and it was blasting that music.
Yeah, man, that was one. Dude. Yeah. That was
a soak it in type deal.
I'm a big I don't know.
You love the boat scene.
I loved it.
You do.
I ain't going in that water, but I like that boat.
That's like the moment that we were sold on Jupiter.
Yep.
It really was. It was.
We'll never be on that boat.
I was going to say, I'm hoping that boat's still there when we get there.
All right, great. Question from the last question we'll do from BPew11. What's the best hotel or Airbnb your crew has ever stayed at?
It's a phenomenal, phenomenal question.
Yeah,
I got to think, dude.
I could fire that off right away.
Go for it, because I got to think.
Best and worst?
We can. You said best.
Oh, okay. I got two.
So best, Arizona, right behind Chalamar.
Yep.
That hotel. That's where the Perez.
It was Airbnb.
Damn, dude. You weren't on there yet? Oh, yeah.
That is one of the best pictures of all time, though. Him flying in.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there.
Damn, dude. That's tough.
No, but it was on the course.
I know what you're going to say about
it. It was literally on the course.
It was on the course. Yeah. There was the hot tub there, but something about it was just special.
Two stories. You could stand on the top.
Yeah, we were by the food areas, the Dairy Queen. We must have gone to that Dairy Queen five times.
Raising Cane's. It was FP's first trip.
Didn't you guys have like one of the worst Mexican meals you've ever had?
Yes.
Or was it Italian?
Italian.
No. Oh, Italian and Mexican. Remember we wanted to go have a beer and have Mexican food and they didn't have
That was
liquor?
The same trip.
But that Italian food was the worst.
Yeah, right.
And the fans are great with your DMs. They give you great recommendations. Very rarely will you get bad ones.
That was FP's first trip.
Joseph, we are mid-podcast, but we just want you to know that we love you, and we will call you back. But anything you want to say to the
folks? Ask him his favorite Airbnb.
Who are you with? Ticket and Yaman?
Ticket and Yaman. Oh, yeah. Cutsy, what was your favorite Airbnb?
Or hotel.
Favorite Airbnb would be Scottsdale.
Which one?
The one where we had the ping pong table, you and me, and we had the pool.
Oh, he's talking about.
And we had like that nice lounge here.
He's talking about the Homa time.
I didn't see that coming. That was mine.
Yeah. A ping pong table goes a long way for Joe.
I really like that one.
Yeah.
The vibes, the couch to TV ratio was awesome.
A little bit the last few times.
What? Yeah, the last few Airbnbs have not.
It's been a while.
We love you, Joseph.
It seems like I've been replaced. I just want to let you know that Ticket and Yaman are the new stars of the show, so it's been fun. I enjoyed the ride, and I will hang up and listen.
Cutsy. Yeah. Cutsy, AdobePremiere.com. They'll take care of you, buddy.
We love you, Joey D.
Don't forget the big dog, boys. Don't forget them.
Bye. Love you too. Oh man, see, I did. As far as Airbnb, yes, but our moments weren't as special.
Yeah,
no, so
that's
you know what I mean.
He like, wasn't picking the vibes.
I was going more vibes. Okay, yours.
No, well, I'll go with. I mean, that one was the first one I thought. The Perez mountain house is up there for me.
Oh yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, just walking outside there.
That's really
just
being good.
Able, like I know they just. It was good. The air was crispy. The place was nice. We shared the smallest beds of all time.
I'll give you the worst Airbnb hotel experience.
Was it recently?
The first time Ticket Scott's. Stayed with us.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, not actually.
The worst was the original Scottsdale.
The hotel. Yeah. When we were there for the waste management. Yeah, it was bad. Jet would go in to take a shower, and I would know he's in the shower because water would just come seeping through.
Dude, it was in like an abandoned schoolyard. That's what it felt like you were in.
Before we went to the waste management, like I was doing heckling there, so I had to get a few drinks in me. I went to like a 7-Eleven to get drinks at like 5 in the morning. I was frightened walking there. It was an interesting... It was a weird place, man. It was awful.
Yeah.
And we get home, we get back, and we were so gassed, and it just,
It was a fun trip that we got. I feel like we got pretty close on that trip.
That Chili's hit real good on that trip.
That's when I got the ball. It was a Texas Roadhouse.
We got the ball at Roadhouse.
There was a Chili's after, though.
Yeah.
Ticket wasn't there, but it was good, man.
Take, go ahead.
Dude, that story, from that trip, though, the story that you tell about how it was like, that was your first trip together, right?
No.
What was the one? Didn't you guys do the waste manager? Wasn't that one of your first trips?
No, Whistling Straits was the
Whistling
first.
Straits. Whistling Straits. Whatever
that's
your first
the story.
Trip
that's
was,
the story, yeah. Where
you guys were sharing a room, right?
Nope.
What's the story?
He came up to my room.
We
got to Whistling Straits, and Nikki Smigs was there too. And it was the first trip we had, and he was a nervous wreck. And he just, even when I saw him, he just didn't give him, like, he was a wreck leading up to it. And we go into his room just to say hello to him. It looked like a Radio Shack. It was chaos.
That's
dude.
One of my favorite stories.
But it makes it because it's so real. Like, makes total sense to you. Like,
it's so you.
It's so. Dude, I was like, I wanted to be prepared, and I had never done this before. And I was like, the whole month leading up after I had moved home, because I went home for a month. All I did was like learn about microphones and videos and all this shit. And I had all this stuff, and I was sitting there, and I was starting to lose my shit. And they walked in, and like I didn't even think anything of it. I'm like, I'm just preparing.
Out and put it back in. Take it out and put it back in. But he was a
nervous.
I was nervous.
Trying different things. Yeah,
you guys were still using that man on the street, like
the road,
comedian,
the
like,
road. Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. And the first day at Whistling Straits, I couldn't get it to work, so I was like, "Fuck it, we'll just film on the thing." And then we figured it out. It was a whole thing.
As fun as it was, there was no way we were going to be able to sustain that. We couldn't that every week. We just
he couldn't.
Oh man,
dude! There was a week we went to Ole Miss, and then we were in Atlanta a day later, and then we were somewhere else a day. Then we were in Buffalo. The order's all fucked up, but there was. I think we realized early on, like, this ain't going to work.
Couldn't do it, yeah.
And it was probably a lot more expensive than what we do now, too.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll quickly do mine, and then I'm sure we can wrap it up. When we were in Memphis, the Perez Duck Hotel
that
we
stayed at. Wow. It's a great, great
call.
First
of all, I'm the only guy in the... Well, me and Joe are the only guys in the crew who like hotels, because I like my space away from you guys. I just, you know, nothing against you guys. But I also recently, that last Airbnb we had kind of turned me on the hotels. I love that so much.
Turned you into Airbnbs?
Turned me back onto the Airbnbs. Yes. But anyway, this hotel, so I was already happy about that. But they have this duck parade walk thing. I'm sure people who watch this will remember that.
The Peabody.
I don't like geese at all, but I love ducks. Yeah, I love ducks.
You do?
Yeah, I had a duck in college.
What do you mean you had a duck
in college? I had a little duckling in college.
And how many tacos do you got?
8. The duckling's name was Larry Bird.
No way.
Yeah, I had a duck. He used to follow me around campus. Well, actually, a bunch of us had ducks. We had Little Wayne, we had Tennessee Jed, and we had Larry Bird. And it was great. I miss him.
Perez led the march of ducks from the ground floor, the lobby, all the way up to the top of the fucking hotel.
It was on.
we had a little fucking staff with a duck head on top of it.
We'll play some. Like point. Oh, it was so good.
Our honorary what do they call it? Duck master.
Duck master. Yeah.
There were all these kids gathered around, and like everybody thought they were gonna give it to a kid, and they're like. Did they call him Nick Stubbe or they call him Fat?
Nick Stubb.
Nick Stubb. And he gets up and all the parents are like, oh, and then they like, look, they're like, that's not a child. Like, that's a grown ass man. And he walked up and the guy, even the host, he was so used to just like leading children, I guess. And then he's like, Nick, take the staff. And
watching him get, it was the smallest elevator of all time. So it was Perez, the duck master, and then like the dozen of ducks. It was it's
wild.
It was absolutely unbelievable. Wild. It really was. All right, boys.
It's a great pod.
Yeah, good that one. Was a fun pod. Yeah. It really was. I enjoyed that.
I wasn't there for half of it.
All right, folks, that does it. A lot of content on the way. Ticket to my right, jet to my left. It was a special one. It's been another edition, the Bob Does Sports Podcast. We will see you next time. Take care. Clap it up, boys. Clap it up. That was awesome.
Good one.